performance coach position, Oisin, and I suppose the primary objective will be to work with the younger first team players, the development squad players, and some of the under 20 players that will be, trying to make the breakthrough into the first team, and I suppose trying to look at them on an individual level and identify weaknesses, develop their strengths, and hopefully put them in a position maybe in 6 months, a year, 18 months, if they're able to push for first team football.
Given, I suppose, your involvement in many different sports and as various levels through the years, obviously you've studied all this sort of thing, Jim. I'm sure that when the offer came on the table, it didn't take you long to make up your mind to take up the post.
Well, I suppose, it's something like, obviously, it's professional sport and it's something you obviously have to consider very seriously. It's a great opportunity for myself personally in terms of my own development as well. And I suppose it's a great opportunity for the Gordon level as well, because obviously I'm working in a professional environment a number of days a week, and that's going to be a great environment for me to be in terms of bringing the skills that I'll learn at Celtic back to Donegal, and I'm looking forward to that, and looking forward to, I suppose, developing my own learning while I'm doing the job, and as I said earlier, bringing them skills back into Donegal.
Yeah. Can we just now confirm your position with Donegal? Obviously, since this news broke and the speculation started earlier in the week, there's been no official word as such about your play with Donegal, but you're going to combine these two roles, aren't you, Jim?
Well, that's right, and I suppose I'd have to be very, very thankful to Celtic Football Club for that and giving me the opportunity to do that. They've been very, very fair and with me in terms of my own role with Donegal, and they've given me the opportunity to stay on with the Donegal team and to participate in all the training sessions and be here for, be at home for the training sessions. And that flexibility, I suppose, made the decision a lot easier, and it's, from that point of view, I'd have to be very thankful to the football club here, and obviously to Neil Lennon, the manager.
So obviously, Jim, this is going to play out in such a way that you will be spending so many days a week in Glasgow, with the remainder of the week being spent with the Donegal team.
That's right. I'll be at home for a number of days, and I'll be over and back then. And even if I go over for a day or two, I'll probably come back for training on Thursday night and come back then. Back over again for a day or two and back then for training at the weekend. So now there'll be no impact on in terms of the training last year and the training next year with Donegal. It should be the same situation. I've looked at that and I've sat down and I've worked it out, and there'll be no drop off in terms of my own attendance at training and the input that I put into the team. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, Jim, in 2012 it was said that Donegal brought Gaelic games to a new level. Given what's happening now with Glasgow Celtic and the possibility of learning even further, a process, of course, that you're heavily involved in, can you take some of the skills away from professional soccer, incorporate it into the GAA, and take Donegal to another level in 2013?
Well, hopefully, Oisin, I suppose, is the answer. Obviously, you're learning every day you get up, really, and, you're trying to move yourself forward and trying to move your own squad forward. And there's obviously things out there that other teams are doing that, that are transferable and would help your own squad and your own setup. And I've always been very open to that myself. So it's a great opportunity from that point of view. And it's great for myself as well in terms of, the own players that I have in Donegal. We've been on a great journey for the last 2 years. I think the world of them. They've been great to work with, and it would have been very difficult to walk away from them. So I'm delighted they don't have to do that. I'm not in a pressurized situation on any level in relation to that, and I'm looking forward to starting the ball rolling with them in the next week or two in terms of their weights programs and getting everybody back on track now that the season is officially over at club level within Donegal, with the exception of St. Jennings, and picking up the pieces. And we've been making plans already in terms of some of the players on an individual level, and where we can hopefully improve them over the winter months. And that process is ongoing, and I'm looking forward to, I suppose, after all the speculation, looking forward now to getting back down to that job as well. And it's going to be great. You've got, the best of both worlds in terms of your day job in sport, and then your passion with Donegal, and your commitment to them. That's and still in situ as well. So I'm very, very thankful, as you said earlier, to the club here for that. And I look forward now to getting on with the work.